Introduction. Amazon has been a great income earner for affiliates for many years, but changes to a variety of factors such as SEO and the habits of your typical web surfer have made it a much different environment than it was a few years ago. It was once possible to create micro-niche sites that focused on a very specific niche subject, or even one single product, and make very good money. Google seemed to love those micro-niche sites, and it was very easy to rank them and make a lot of getting started. The first thing you need to do is toss out your old notions of micro-niche sites. These sites are a lot harder to make profitable, and it requires a lot more marketing and promotion. It's simply not feasible. Google doesn't like tiny websites, because tiny websites are generally nothing but spam. For this reason, it's incredibly difficult to rank a thin website, meaning the original purpose of micro-niche sites, to bring in a large amount of traffic to promote just one or two affiliate products, is pretty much dead unless you're willing to put in a ton of time and effort into other marketing methods. Instead, it's important to focus on wider niches, because if you're going to put so much effort into promotion, you might as well have a lot more products that you can potentially sell. Another thing that is practically dead is the review site. Review sites just aren't going to rank in Google, and most people just go to Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, or some other major retailer to find reviews. People online are more savvy than ever, and they have learned that the average review site is nothing more than a thinly veiled affiliate site. While review sites can work, it's just so much harder than it once was. You can no longer easily rank these sites, and they require a lot more promotion, and since people no longer trust them like they once did, they really aren't as profitable. Fortunately, there's a better way. It does not involve creating thin affiliate sites with little to no original content. Focusing on single products or narrow niches. Spamming Google and other search engines. Registering dozens of domains, or more, intense keyword research. Paid advertising. This method is actually easier and more fun than the old method, and requires less financial investment than the old micro-niche method, because you only need one domain, or maybe a handful, instead of dozens, hundreds, or thousands. You can focus on a broader niche, while still attracting Google traffic and getting traffic from other sources. In fact, this is actually the type of method Google prefers, because you're creating a real website with real content and real benefits to your visitors. Choosing a niche. Alright, the first thing you need to do is choose a niche to focus on. This method is so much easier than the micro-niche method, because it doesn't involve hours upon hours of researching products, affiliate networks, and keyword tools. You just pick a niche and go. Okay. So it does involve some research, but the research is faster and easier using this method, and using a few free tools you can complete this in an hour or less in most cases. The first thing to do is figure out a niche that has voracious buyers but not a ton of competition. This is the toughest part, because most markets with voracious buyers are insanely competitive. Some competition is good, but too much competition makes your job much harder. Golf, for example, is a popular niche for internet marketers to get into. This is especially true for beginners. Yes, golfers do tend to have excess income to spend. Yes, they do tend to spend a good chunk of that excess income on their hobby. But because pretty much everyone knows this, competition is ridiculous. There are just too many established golf websites for the average marketer to compete. Is it possible to compete? Absolutely. But unless you are extremely good at marketing and/or have a huge budget for advertising and content creation, you're not likely to make a whole lot of headway in this niche. It's just far too oversaturated. A great idea is focusing on a broad interest group rather than a more competitive niche. Take a look at DieReady.com, www.DieReady.com, for example. They have a niche DIY, but it's broad enough that they have a huge number of topics they can focus on within the DIY spectrum, which also gives them a broader range of products they can promote. Because there are so many individual topics under the DIY umbrella, virtually anyone can compete in this particular niche. People who enjoy this type of content typically frequent multiple DIY websites, and those users are easy to access because they are prevalent on Pinterest and other social websites. This is the type of niche you should try to locate. You want something broad, but not too broad, with voracious buyers and fans that are easy to locate. Some examples include DIY, crafts, home improvement, gardening, etc., prepping, survival, outdoor skills, model building, cars, ships, airplanes, etc., various careers, pets, specific breeds, or types. The great thing about this method is that if you discover one aspect of a particular niche isn't working for you, it's easy to switch to another one as long as you get a domain that covers the whole, broad niche. For example, if you decided to market to model builders and want to focus on model cars, you might want to register a domain like modelbuilders.com instead of modelcarbuilders.com so you can branch out into planes and ships later. I'm sure those domains are taken, I'm just using them as a basic example. Worst case scenario, if you create a large amount of custom content in a niche and it doesn't pan out the way you hope, you could sell the website or articles to someone else in the niche to recoup some of the costs you incurred, and probably make a good profit. Once you've chosen a niche and bought a fairly broad domain, it's time to move on building the website. I'm going to recommend the use of WordPress to build the site, simply because it's easy, quick, has pretty decent built-in SEO, and has tons of customization options available for appearance, security, functionality, etc. I'm not going to give you a step-by-step guide to building a site with WordPress, because there are thousands of those online already. Just search Google or YouTube if you need a tutorial on how to build a site with WordPress. It's a lot easier than you probably think. You'll need the following: domain name, purchased through Namecheap or other registrar. Hosting, purchased through Namecheap, HostGator, or other. WordPress, free and easy installation often included in hosting. A WordPress theme, free or paid. Once you have a basic website built, all you have to do is start adding content. You can create this content yourself, or hire someone to do it for you. Just make sure the content is well written, grammatically correct, and interesting, because Google has become a lot more strict about the quality of the content it indexes. We'll talk more about content creation in the next section, so let's move on.